Each Sunday in the summer, owner Todd Barnett invites musicians like Rusalka to perform alongside the Blue Ridge Swim Club's historic pool.
That's right. It's a natural water pool, the third oldest in the country.
More than 100 years old, it's the length of a football field, fed by a local spring, and designed by a guy who worked on the Panama Canal. Barnett has organized soccer and croquet matches on surrounding lawns, yoga classes, and in 13 acres of old-growth forest, the annual Andy Goldsworthy sculpture competition.
You have to work with materials that you find here.
My piece is all done with bamboo, and it's a large intertwining piece that's probably about 30 feet long.
Renee Balfour's work runs through the trees, down the hill, into the pool and a nearby stream. Like the other six entries, it was completed without the use of power tools, nails, bolts, or screws.
It's a big challenge, and you know, you end up with poison ivy, bug bites, and sunburn and all that, but I'll do it every year as long as they have it.
Dave Moore is also happy to come back year after year to craft works from wood and stone, moss and mud, to be part of a competition named for a British sculptor who relied on natural materials.
I love Andy Goldsworthy, and I love the pool, and really any excuse to hang out here is a good one for me.
And for Adrian Dent, this was a perfect family event.
The kids dragged the bamboo, did the foraging for us, and clipped it. And then we spent pretty much all day yesterday weaving. In the outside world, people were saying it's really not a nice day, but we were out here in the rain and just loving it. So it was really an invitation to play in nature.
Earlier this summer, painters were invited to set up their easels and commemorate the pool on canvas. Katie Woods struggled to get the color of the water right as the light changed and swimmers paddled by.
Was it hard painting in the heat and not jumping in?
Oh, gosh. I had to restrain myself.
And Dave Moore considered it the prize for his participation in both sculpting and painting contests.
Oh, yeah, I can't leave here without getting in. I think it's against the rules.
For Meg West and Renee Balfour, there was one other reward: getting out of the studio to meet other artists.
It's just an opportunity to get together with other plein air painters. I've met a few today, so I really enjoy that.
There's something that is just really wonderful to know that all over the property there are artists doing the same thing that you are. You know, they're digging, they're cutting, they're working in mud, they're doing a lot of really wonderful creative things.
This year's winners: Renee Balfour, Aaron Baker, and Katie Wood. I'm Sandy Houseman.
Thank you.